AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It happened overnight along the North Carolina coast.
We had what we believe is a tornado touchdown in just outside of Ocean Isle Beach.
At least three people were killed. Ed Conroe is director of Brunswick County Emergency Management.
It hit a large retirement community, entered that community off of what we call Seaside Road, and then went through the community and dumped across Highway 17. Into a rural area where it impacted additional homes.
There is a search underway in North Carolina for people reported missing. At least two deaths in Texas are being blamed on cold weather, ice, and snow. About 4 million homes in Texas are without power. This is Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo in Houston.
Things will likely get worse before they get better. There's a high chance the power will be out for these folks until the weather gets better, which will not be for a couple of days.
With power out, Dr. Anthony Choi in Houston says people are finding unsafe ways to try to keep warm.
We're starting to see an uptick in patients here, even at Memorial Hermann Cypress, for possible carbon monoxide exposure.
Texas is not the only place with power issues. More than 250,000 people lost power across parts of Appalachia, and another 250,000 are still without electricity after an ice storm in northwest Oregon. Production has been increased on N95 masks to protect against the coronavirus. They were a hot commodity at one point. Mary Turner with the Minnesota Nurses Association says the masks are still being rationed.
I can only deduce that they don't want to spend the money. Our hospital systems are profit over patients, profit over the safety of their staff.
President Biden is extending a ban on housing foreclosures to June 30th to help homeowners struggling during the pandemic. The moratorium was supposed to run out at the end of next month. This is AP News. An oil refinery has shut down because of severe weather in Texas.
It's the nation's largest oil refinery, the Motiva plant, that's closed down in Port Arthur, Texas, because of unprecedented freezing conditions. The company says that it continues to monitor the weather and will resume operations as soon as it's safe to do so. Many power-generating plants in Texas remained offline, causing utilities to impose rolling blackouts. And high demand in the Plain States has also forced rolling outages in Missouri and eastern Kansas, with the Southwest Power Pool warning that other states could see disruptions in service. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The right-wing-friendly social network Parler says it's relaunching. Parler was forced offline following the attack on the Capitol last month by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. The alternative to Twitter has been struggling to return online since Amazon stripped it of web hosting services. Ed Donahue, AP News.